Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season. The best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. The preview show is back. We have a big weekend of football ahead of us, Stefan. It's Bundesliga football. When we have a lot to talk about, but how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Just back from a short hike with the dog. It's Easter weekend here, so I've got Friday and Monday off. I had the day off as well, actually, so very relaxed, very much looking forward to some football this weekend. Glad the Bundesliga is back, that's for sure.
I'm about 2 hours away from going on my own Easter long weekend. Just have to tie up some loose ends over on Transfermarkt and obviously this show, and then I'm going to do the same thing and start my Easter weekend. I am ready. I think this is universally loved by everyone as our, you know, 4 day weekend is like the best. When you get like the Friday and the Monday, that's just so good. It's just so good because like you wake up on like Saturday and you're like, oh wow, I have 3 more days of this.
Yeah, there's nothing better than waking up on a Sunday knowing you don't have to go to work on a Monday.
Yeah, I know, it's so good. It's so good. Having said all that too, people might be a little confused about this Bundesliga match day, right? Because there is no Friday game. That's an easy explanation. Parts of Germany take Easter Friday. What is it? Good Friday? It's Good Friday, right? In English? Yeah. They take that very serious. It's what the Germans call a quiet holiday. You lived in Germany. You remember what a quiet holiday is?
Every Sunday was a quiet holiday to me in Germany compared to the UK where everything was needlessly shut. Everyone off to the mountains or cycling for the day, and us expats were left just roaming the city centres wondering what to do with themselves.
All right, so a quiet holiday is even more extreme than that. It means no music is allowed to be played in establishments. So you're not allowed to run a disco or anything. Crazy, eh? I don't know. I'm with you. I hate Even as a kid growing up in Germany, I hated the Sundays because you have all that free time to do stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is open. I just don't get it. Just don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Even the Bundesliga can't get away with it, so.
Well, yeah, so the quiet holidays are even more extreme, so you're not even allowed to play on them, which hence we won't have any football on Friday. Which some would argue, like the purists among Bundesliga fans would say, there shouldn't be any football other than on Saturday at 3:30 anyways. I guess so. Anyhow, Stefan, that means we are going to jump in with our first Saturday fixture, and that is Leipzig against Mainz. And I think Leipzig are going to be quite happy with the little bit of a break they have, and they're going to be also very happy on putting lots and lots of pressure on Borussia Dortmund, who play later that day against Bayern Munich, and they're going to win this game 3-0.
Yeah, I've gone for something very similar. I've gone for 2-0 for Leipzig. I think they know that they have to pick up 3 points this weekend, considering the manner in which Dortmund have a pretty sizable task on hand. And yeah, you're right. I think they probably would have benefited from the break. I thought Dani Olmo in particular looked outstanding for Spain. He's got a really great goal against Brazil. It's definitely worth looking up. So he looks back to his best. So yeah. Mainz have kind of caused some issues recently, but I think Leipzig will have enough about them. So yeah, I'm going for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, easy. Easy there. By the way, that Spain-Brazil game, I watched the end of it after the Germany game, and that was a really good match. 3-3 in the end. Really entertaining. Like many European teams, Spain doesn't seem to be able to defend Dawson. Is that... speaking of teams that actually can defend, that's up next. Leverkusen against Hoffenheim. There's another team that can put pressure on someone else ahead of a big match, and that's Leverkusen. And what do you think here? Are Leverkusen going to keep up the pressure, quote-unquote, on Bayern Munich to having to deliver to, I don't know, trying to stay in this race?
Yeah, I think I've got a Leverkusen win here. You know, they have been, you know, as always, more or less impossible to break down. And they come up against a Hoffenheim side who looked really poor going into this international break. You know, Hoffenheim have kind of almost exclusively relied on their away form this season. And even that was looking pretty ropey before the break. They lost 3-1 to Frankfurt. They drew to Wolfsburg before that. And then the defeat to Freiburg as well, I think, before that. So if they can't really get it going on the road, then, you know, there's something going on with this Hoffenheim side. And I think they'd have to be their absolute best to beat Leverkusen. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win here for Leverkusen.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I went for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen. Just trying to figure out if Boniface is back for this one or if we have to wait another week. Trying to quite sort this. Because I think that would make a huge difference, right, if the big Nigerian striker is back. I'm checking this out on the fly. We might as well just move on to the next game. Because, hold on. I have the list, the injury list in front of me. Yeah, this is typical podcasting when I'm not 100% prepared. And kicker, headline, Victor Boniface is set to return. Does that change your prediction on this game, Stefan?
No, because I had Leverkusen to win, so if he plays, then I suspect he'll do even better.
Yeah. No, I mean like by even a more decisive result, I guess getting the job done. Yeah. Either way, up next is Frankfurt against Union Berlin, and I suspected a 1-1 draw here. This is, you know, Frankfurt is still somehow in this Champions League race, although I do not think that they're going to be able to maintain the pace that Leipzig and Dortmund are going to set for the rest of the season. So I think they're going to be looking in from the outside, which is sixth place is pretty good. And, you know, facing an Union Berlin side that slowly but surely is creeping up the table, which, you know, screams to me 1-1.
Yeah, I've actually gone for a draw as well. I think the initial reaction, or my initial thought, was to go for Frankfurt for this one, but there's something about Union Berlin, you know, as we've talked about recently before the international break, they have certainly kind of done quite well. In fact, I think I read that they've picked up more, they've now picked up as many points in the second half of the season as they had done the whole of the first half of the season, which kind of goes to show how bad they were in the first half and how well they've done in the second half. I think if you were to look at their away form recently, it would look very unspectacular. They've only got one win in five, but I think if you kind of look a little closer, you'll see that those three defeats are to Stuttgart, to RB Leipzig, and to Bayern Munich. So, you know, they've had a tough run of it, and I think they're actually probably better than, you know, just one win in five would suggest. So I think they're going to cause Frankfurt quite a lot of problems here. So I've gone for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, so we're pretty much in accord here. Up next, Gladbach against Freiburg. First game since Streich announced that he is going to leave the club at the end of the season. Do you think that's going to have an impact here, Stefan?
I do, actually. I think, if I'm not mistaken, these two teams have like drawn their last four or five games. Some crazy stat like that. And neither of them have been incredibly impressive, and being perfectly honest with you, but I just think sometimes when managers do announce that they're going to move on, or there's going to be a change, for one reason or another, players do tend to just kind of step up a gear. Sometimes it's because they want to impress the next guy that's coming in. They want to prove that they can still do something before the club maybe starts making some wholesale changes in the squad. But I suspect in Freiburg's case, it would just simply be a case of them wanting to do well by Streich. And I think his planned departure will kind of galvanize that team. And against the Gladbach team, who've looked really quite, well, undoubtedly quite troubled this season in more ways than one, I think Freiburg probably should have enough about them. So I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah, I went for something very similar. I suspect this. How do you say that? Not new coach bounds, coach leaving bounds? But yeah, I mean, when an icon like Christian Streich announces that he is going to leave, I suspect the players may have known beforehand, before the Leverkusen game, maybe, because I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was Grifo, who accidentally slipped after the Europa League game that he suspected that Streich was going to leave. Oh, sorry, after the Leverkusen game. So I suspect the players knew. But, you know, once it's out, and that kind of, you know, from now on, it's a long goodbye tour, isn't it? And I do think that's going to free up quite a lot of things. And all the players are now playing for the new coach, right? It was going to be Julian Schuster. And so they want to impress. They're already on kind of the, we need to impress the new guy. Track here, and so I actually had this as a Freiburg win as well. I am a bit more decisive than you, 2-0 for Freiburg at the end. Up next, another new coach, Ralf Hasenhüttl, back in the Bundesliga. I'm actually really intrigued by this, Stefan. You wrote about it in your newsletter. They're playing Werder Bremen. I suspect another new coach bounce here. Also really good timing to actually change the coach, right? Having essentially 2 weeks to work during the international break. I know a lot of players are off and so on, but it does give you some time to work things and get used to things as well. I think Wolfsburg are going to win this game 2-0. What do you think?
I've gone for a 2-2 draw, actually. I did write about Hasenhüttl, and, you know, I think, as I kind of said in my newsletter, you know, he's a guy who once upon a time had ambitions of actually retiring from football quite early on. He'd kind of hoped that he could kind of get Southampton to a certain level, then kind of sail off into the sunset, never to be seen again. And that kind of fell apart, and it kind of seems as though he's now moved on to Wolfsburg with the hope of kind of not only kind of maybe rebuilding his reputation, but also finding a long-term project like Southampton that, you know, he can sink his teeth into and maybe leave something of a legacy behind. I know plenty of German football fans will kind of scoff at the idea of, you know, Wolfsburg being some sort of romanticised club that you can have a legacy at. But I think it's clear that he just adores long-term projects. And, you know, Wolfsburg do have a lot of young players. They've got a decent squad. I think they probably have to do a lot of work in the transfer window to kind of get back to where they maybe should be in the league, because they've still got, you know, the fourth or fifth biggest wage budget. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last 5 years, only Bayern has actually got a higher net spend on them in the transfer window. So, you know, they have thrown quite a lot of money around. That was after, you know, Dieselgate, which reportedly kind of hampered their ambitions. But anyway, that's all on the horizon. Right now, I think there's still quite a lot of trouble at Wolfsburg. I think the squad probably still has to get back on its feet. Hasenhüttl has had time to work with most of them, although obviously a lot of players were away on international duty. But I think they'll come up against a good Werder Bremen side who've kind of punched above their weight this season, who will also be galvanised, who will also be back to full fitness. So I've just gone for a 2-2 draw here, because I think Wolfsburg will slowly start ticking upwards under Hasenhüttl, but I think going to Bremen and winning all 3 points might be too much for him just yet.
Mm. Yeah, Wolfsburg need the points. They are second to bottom in the Rückrundentabelle. 9 games, 5 draws, 4 defeats. Oh, no wins. That's atrocious. Only Darmstadt have been worse in the second half of the season. Yeah, needless to say, Wolfsburg need wins and draws and points, most importantly, to get out of there. 9 games without a win in the second half of the season. That's atrocious, Stefan. No wonder. I'm actually surprised Kovac lasted as long as he did, to be quite honest with you. Going to the bottom of the Rückrundentabelle to the top, third in the Rückrundentabelle, is a team that is going to play at the Allianz Arena against Bayern in a match that people still like to call a Klassiker. In fact, we did a bonus show on whether it still should be called a Klassiker. I had a certain employee of the DFL text me the moment you posted that show on our Substack, text me saying, yes, it's still the Klassiker. All right, I guess that's the marketing machine telling us what to call this. Yes, overlords at the DFL, this is the Klassiker. I apologize. And I guess when you take the Rückrundentabelle, maybe you shouldn't be calling it the Klassiker because Dortmund is so far away from the title, but because they're actually 4 points ahead of Bayern Munich in the second half of the season, Stefan. And we want to dive into this match a little bit more, because we talked about all the off-field stuff, and there's a lot going on at both clubs in the bonus show. So if you're not a subscriber yet, I urge you to listen to that, sign up, get in on that show, because we break down tons of things, whether it's Alfonso Davies, Bayern's new coach, what's going on with Dortmund, their power struggles at the top, etc., etc., etc. Now let's focus on the on-field stuff. Is this Klassiker? Do we believe the DFL here, Stefan? Like, should we even call this a Klassiker? Because not only are Bayern not in the title race anymore, but Dortmund have never been in it. Yet, at the same time, going on form, Dortmund have actually been pretty decent in the second half of the season. So I'm a little confused. What are we doing here?
Well, we just did a 40-minute podcast on whether it's the Klassiker, so I'm going to let people listen to that rather than me just recite what I said there. But yeah. In terms of what's going to actually happen in this game, it's hard to really put too much weight into it. We've already got the Substack thread for this weekend up and running, and first things first, we're Dortmund fans discussing, you know, whether Terzic could actually get sacked if Dortmund get thumped in this game. And I suggested that I'd be actually quite surprised, because I think most people at Dortmund expect to lose this game comfortably, if I'm being honest with you. So I don't really think there's any danger of Terzic losing his job to this match in particular. Although he does have a really difficult run of games after this one,
yeah,
which could lead to him maybe prematurely losing his job before the end of the season. And yeah, I just think Dorm's going to get absolutely thumped, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. They're missing some players, but the most important one's actually Marcel Sabitzer, who I think's been one of their best players in recent games, to be honest with you. I think he's kind of plugged a midfield hole that I wouldn't go so far as to say he's obviously replaced Jude Bellingham, because that's ridiculous, but he's filled a hole in that team that no one else in the team can fill in recent games, and I think he'll be a huge miss in that game. And you know, I was just looking at Kicker's predicted lineup, and they suggest that, you know, it could be Emre Can and Sally Özcan in the midfield, or maybe Julian Brandt in there with Emre Can. And, you know, if I was a Dortmund fan, I'd be pulling the, I'd be covering my eyes at the thought of just, I wouldn't even bother turning the television on, if I'm being honest with you, because I think either one of those kind of duels is just going to get absolutely trounced by Bayern. So, you know, Bayern, obviously Dortmund have done well recently, but I think they have kind of proven kind of time and time again that when they do come up against decent teams this season, they do just completely crumble.
And except for in the Champions League.
But PSV aren't a good team. They're not a good top class team the same way that Leverkusen are, or Leipzig are, or Bayern Munich are. Yes, it's a Champions League fixture, but I mean, of course, yes, there's the group stage games, but they were, what, 6 months ago now? So I'm not sure how much they actually play into it. But if, I mean, don't get me wrong, if Terzic goes into this game playing that kind of Champions League defensive football, then, you know, there's every chance that they could get something from it. But I just think they're missing Sabitzer, who I think will be a big doubt for them. I think Royce is maybe missing, or he might not be fully fit for this game. Mats Hummels potentially isn't fit either. Or maybe it can't start the game. And then on the other side of it as well, you know, Bayern Munich went into the international break in really quite impressive form. And, you know, as we've talked about in recent shows, it feels as though Bayern have had a weight lifted from their shoulders since the Tuchel announcement they could be moving on. So I don't know. Everything about this game just kind of makes me think that Bayern are going to win it quite comfortably.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season. The best bracket contest out there, and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
That's the reflex, isn't it? And we'd be hard-pressed to bet on anything else. Dortmund have lost in last 9 out of 10 games against Bayern Munich. Poo emoji bet in at the Allianz Arena. to keep this off explicit. And there is absolutely nothing that would suggest that this should change. The only thing that kind of makes me think, if you're a Dortmund fan, is they're going into this match for the first time in a very long time without any expectations. I mean, they have to obviously get points to stay in this Champions League race. I mean, they have made up 8 points to Leipzig since the winter break, which is pretty impressive. But it makes me think, I hate to say this because it's gonna go be 10 minutes in and I'm going to be so wrong about this prediction that I'm going to make here, Stefan, but I actually think Dortmund are gonna win this game. Here's why. And I am so ready to be wrong about this, but if this prediction actually holds true, and my prediction on why I think I might be right is because there is no burden for them to win this game. The irony of course it is, what happens if Dortmund wins this game and Leverkusen win theirs? It's the final nail in the coffin, isn't it? And wouldn't it be the most hilarious thing in the world that Dortmund finally dethrone Bayern, but it will be someone else who will benefit from it? And I just can't get past that narrative. It would be so typical in so many ways for Dortmund to be der Meistermacher. Another team after them for years stumbling over their own feet, including of course in this dramatic finale last year, right? And I don't know, it just feels like it's written in the stars. I also have a few hard factors that make me kind of pause here. You mentioned Dortmund's players that are not there and available for it. Sabitzer, of course. Neuer isn't going to play. Sven Ulreich is in goal. I'm not sure Harry Kane is 100% fit. He completed an individual training session today, and I assume he would play even with half a foot. But we had Sepp on the main show the week before last, right? Where we talked about Harry Kane and his troubles of coming back from ankle injuries and how he always takes a few weeks to get going again, because he's quite a big guy, right? And I wonder if that is going to hurt Bayern. Another aspect is to Pavlo, which is out still with his tonsillitis, right? Infection that also kept him away from the German national team. It's just, I don't know. I just sense Dortmund could get something here. And I'm going to eat my words like I usually do whenever I predicted a Dortmund win, but I can't help myself. I'm going to do it regardless.
It would be so very Dortmund for them to go and win this game when absolutely no one expects them to do so.
Yeah.
And to help another team do what they haven't been able to do in the last, 11 seasons. So by the gods of football, I think you might be onto something, to be honest with you, but... I think if
it 100% fuels my thinking here, to be honest.
I think if we both predicted Dortmund winning this game, people would probably begin to wonder what we're talking about. So we cover all bases.
Yeah, I think it's good that we have a different opinion, and I don't actually necessarily disagree with you, because I think if Dortmund win this, it'll be a narrow 2-1 win. That's my prediction. Fair. If they don't win it narrowly, you know, if they don't play it like they played in many of the Champions League games, like the Newcastle game comes to mind, right? The both of them, where they were quite tactically disciplined. Any form or any lack of tactical discipline at the Allianz Arena will see them get drowned or get smashed, to what used the vocabulary that you used. And so they need a perfect performance here. And if they're not anywhere near that, Harry Kane will have his usual field day and make them look bad. So let's see. I mean, that makes it intriguing, doesn't it? If Dortmund win, they'll be on 53. Bayern will still be on 60. Leverkusen will be on 73. I did the math. If Bayern Munich keep their current points, if they stay on their current points per game, the maximum they will get says 75. So Leverkusen would be technically only one win away then from winning the championship, not mathematically, but logically. And so this match will have huge implications in that regard. Although I think, I assume Leverkusen are going to win it anyways. So we'll see. All right, up next, Augsburg against Köln. What do we think here, Stefan?
I'm going for a 2-0 win for Augsburg, who are quickly but surely flying up the league table since the start of the year. And, you know, just really an incredible run of form, to be perfectly honest with you. And, you know, in the last 10 match days, they're fifth in the league table, which is just absolutely incredible. And Cologne are not. So... Yeah, you know, sorry, Cologne, but yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win here for Augsburg.
I've gone for something similar. I went for a 2-1 win for Augsburg. Yeah, Augsburg have been excellent, right? Even I have to admit that, and they remain on course for Europe, right?
Yeah, probably the best performing Bavarian club in the Bundesliga this season, I would say.
Sure. They're not the best performing Swabian team though, which is and will remain Stuttgart, who are facing another Swabian team in Heidenheim. And that is probably going to be a pretty easy, straightforward prediction. Stuttgart, or also known as Germany's team, going to win this game 3-0. And if I'm right, would be only 1 point behind Bayern. At this stage, Stefan, what do you think? Is Stuttgart going to keep up the pressure on Bayern Munich?
I'm not sure I'd go that far. But I do think they will win this game, but I also expect Bayern to win their game. So I'm going to, for now, I've got the 4 point gap remaining in place. But they would pull 9 points clear of Dortmund in fifth in my. So very slowly but surely getting to the point where they're confirmed for Champions League football next season. I think they're already confirmed for European football. Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
I think they did that last match, the other match they did before. But yeah, very quickly approaching the Champions League level, which I should also say I predicted a 3-1 win here. But, you know, we've obviously talked a lot about Stuttgart, but I think it's also worth pointing out how just incredible it would be for them to finish in the Champions League spots. You know, obviously Leverkusen kind of steal all the attention this season, but Stuttgart finishing third or even second if they can is maybe not as historic as Leverkusen winning the title, because you know Stuttgart have a long and illustrious history, but in recent years it would be one for the history books.
Although I would argue that they finally where they're supposed to be given the size of the club and the city and the financial backing that is now available. Although in true Stuttgart Swabian fashion, there is a lot of behind closed door fighting going on that is credit to Sebastian Hoeneß and the sporting team that they are able to completely shut that out, right? It's a great article for Matt Ford from last week, if you haven't read it yet, on the inner turmoils at VfB Stuttgart and the dual investor deal, Mercedes, Porsche, and what that has cost. And the final word on that isn't spoken yet, although I think Porsche is going to go through it. It's more of like how the structure of the club is going to be going forward and how the fans are going to keep their word there. But, you know, that adds to the fact of how amazing of a job Hoeneß has done, considering how difficult a club like Stuttgart can be to navigate with everything that's going around there, right? And obviously, big club with lots of members and lots of industry interest, you know, having two of Germany's biggest car makers involved says a lot about the level that you add. And I think this should actually be the standard for them. You know, being in the top four of German football should be normal. And I'm, you know, it's not that long ago, Stefan, that they've won the title. 2007 was the last Bundesliga title win. So it's not that long ago. So, you know, would be nice to see them back in that kind of level and maybe, you know, finally get the house in order and challenge the bigger teams around them. All right, so the last match. This is actually quite a big one because if our predictions are right, Mainz, Köln lose. Bochum, with a win, could pull 9 points clear of Mainz and the relegation playoff spot. And I think they're going to do just that, Stefan. I went for a 2-1 win for Bochum over Darmstadt.
I've got the exact same result, actually. I think, you know, Darmstadt have caused some issues recently, especially away from home, if I'm not mistaken. They've drawn 3 of the last 5 games. You know, they got taken points off Bremen, Gladbach, and Hoffenheim, and only lost narrowly to Union Berlin. So, you know, they are, maybe wouldn't go as far as saying shown signs of life. I think, you know, they're all but relegated, barring something miraculous. But I think Bochum will have to be at their absolute best. And this is, you know, as the old cliche goes, a 6-pointer. You know, it's a game that Bochum can use to put arm's length between them and Mainz and, you know, keep Darmstadt down there. So Gladbach do have a good home record. Darmstadt have looked decent on the road recently, so I think it's going to be a very tight match. It's going to be a great game to take in on Sunday after your Easter roast or whatever you might be planning to do on a Sunday, if you're still awake at that point on the couch. but it depends where you are, I suppose. If you're in the US, you're probably just waking. You're probably having your porridge or cornflakes maybe at that point. I'd go for a 2-1 win for Bochum. I think it's going to be a very narrow win.
I'm going to have the world's best breakfast. That's going to be eggs benedict with smoked salmon, Stefan.
Oh, very nice. Yep, classic. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, that's going to be my Easter breakfast. I already bought the smoked salmon. I can't wait. And that's the ideal start to an Easter Sunday if there ever is one. And then you can take in Bochum versus Darmstadt after that. Also, that wraps up the podcast. As always, brought to you by BetOnline in association with Get German Football News. Great website, you know, can only highly recommend it. But also another shout out to the match day thread on our Substack. So if you're looking for a community to get involved and find like-minded Bundesliga fans to just chat about anything, both Stefan and I are active in there as well. So you can always ask us questions too throughout the match day. We try to be on top of it, but a lot of people in there, Stefan, so it's not easy to always keep up, but you know, I do highly recommend it. It's a very safe space, very different than other social media companies that shall not be named on this podcast, so go check that out and also check out the great content on the site. Stefan, you wrote on Dortmund, I did something on the Nike Germany deal, and then of course we broke down all the German national team games, and we also discussed Bayern and Dortmund ahead of the Klassiker, the off-field issues. So go check that out. That's all available on the Gegenpressing Substack. Stefan, any final thoughts before we wrap up this week?
Nope, just good to be back and good to have the German football back in our lives, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and happy Easter if you celebrate, and if you're not, just enjoy the holidays. We'll be back soon. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.